And there we go. Look, I got my own timer. Well, hi, I'm Rick. I'm a compulsive eater.
Hi, Rick.
And I am very glad that I was invited to come here to speak today. Because what a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful spot. I'm going to pass around some pictures of what I was like. And this is roughly 12 years ago. And but I actually came to OA, hard to believe, 22 years ago. So this morning I'm going to share what I was like, what happened, and what I'm like now. And I'm going to spend most of my time talking about what I'm like now, and only about 2 minutes and 27 seconds on what I was like. So I got to go quick. Okay, so this is 12 years ago. And quickly, I came to OA 22 years ago. It worked out great for me. And this was, I'm a foreigner. I'm going to say, about. So now you have,
yeah.
So London, Ontario, Canada, the beautiful thing about OA is no matter where you go in the world, it's the same. So same first two pages, and of course every meeting has a slightly different format. So I went to my first meeting. I felt at home. It was approximately this size. 75% of the people were at a healthy body weight. I thought they were insane for being there because I had been to Weight Watchers 3 times and it had worked 3 times. So I'm here. I showed up. Bit of a miracle how I showed up, and which I won't waste time on, but I showed up at this meeting and I went, oh my goodness, these people are me. And every single person spoke to me as a newcomer, and they talked about the insanity, the hopelessness, the eating dinner and then walking to the pantry and eating all night long, like continuous grazing. I went, well, that was me. And they spoke about yo-yo dieting, and I went, well, that's me. And then they spoke about not being in touch with their feelings, and I went, that's me. And I just heard myself over and over and over again as people shared. So very quickly, I came to the conclusion that I was insane. And that was a really good thing because I didn't realize it was a disease. And today I do. So got another minute and a half to go. I went ahead. I lost 60 pounds. I kept it off for about 5 or 6 years. I left OA for 6 years, gained it all back, and then some. And then came back about a dozen years ago and started over again. Got a sponsor, working the steps, the tools, doing service, and lost my weight again. That brings me up to today. And I'm going to hand these, so I'll pass a bunch in both directions. And I'd appreciate it if you didn't jump ahead because there's a method to my madness. It's okay.
Mary! I'm not.
That's good.
That was so perfect because we were all about to do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You'll be,
we're all the same.
Yeah, I'm going to speak for myself only. Some of us are a little obsessive compulsive, and we're just going to do what we got to do, right? So I put this together because some of these images speak to my insanity. And I've got, can't tell how much time I've got left here. How much time got left?
10 minutes and 20.
Perfect.
Wait, hold on. That's the wrong time. Wait, 1 second.
I am an addict, and I have an addict brain. And that's who I am, and I accept that now, right? And I distort reality. It's the nature of the disease for me. So what I see, it goes into my brain. I happen to have a 3-pound supercomputer, most powerful computer ever built by God in my head, and it's got viruses. I could like to blame Bill Gates, but I can't. So I've got viruses, and I distort reality. And that manifests itself in the form of fear and resentment. And I project into the future. I see a lot of problems where they don't even exist. I can go back into the past, and there's a ton of resentments that I can OCD over, and all of them say to me, eat. Without exception, it's like, eat, because I don't want to feel pain. Mm-hmm. I really don't want to feel pain. So we're going to come back. We're just going to quickly go through these, because these speak to me. And this first one, stay close to anything that makes you glad you're alive. My brain actually reads that right now and goes, bullshit. I can hear it. I can hear the thoughts coming to me. Like, what does that mean? Right? That's. I'll tell you what it means to me later. We are never more than one grateful thought away from peace of heart. Yeah, really. I mean, I'm hearing that, right? Yeah, really. This one by Emily. I love this one. To live is so startling, it leaves little time for anything else. When I came to program, if I had read this, I'd go, blah, blah, blah. Like, seriously. And then this last one here, let us slow down enough to truly notice all that is presenting itself to us as a blessing. These are stepping stones that kind of describe my spiritual approach to life today. I've told you about my physical. I've told you a little bit about how I react emotionally. The rest of this is all about my personal spirituality. And we get to jump to the next page. And the first paragraph is incredibly dark, but when I wrote this down, this is what my addict brain really says to me, and I'm going to read it. Why does my addict brain say, I hate my life, life sucks, life is scary, life is overwhelming, life is yucky, life is, and it's got a lot more. It could go on. The perfectly logical reasons my addict brain believes that life sucks are, and I could go on, I'm powerless over everything and everyone. I'm scared. I'm too fat. I'm too weak. I'm unloved. I'm too old. Look at me. Old. Never have enough money. I tend to isolate. I am wasting my life. I am terminally unique. I'm stuck in my head. And then I love my little 8-year-old Ricky now. My little 8-year-old Ricky is driving the bus. And I hate my life as a food addict. I'm hopelessly demoralized. That's my addict brain. I mean, that's real nuts that's going on inside me. And it comes back, right? I mean, I go to 3 meetings a week. I do service. I use the tools. I have a sponsor. I do what is suggested by the program. And I have to keep doing it because addict brain has not gone away. It doesn't speak as loud. If I give it sugar, it gets really loud. It's a great, great way to fire up those little old neural pathways. And so the next sentence is, God, through the 12-step process, suggests that I focus on new spiritual truths versus old, irrational, addict brain beliefs. Well, you see my beliefs. So let's talk about spiritual truths. When I'm spiritually awake, I can choose new sane actions, and then new ways of thinking will follow. And this is right out of our literature. I cannot think my way into a new action. I literally have to do a new action to develop the new thinking. At least that's my experience. Because I spent my whole life trying to think my way sane. It didn't work. I just can't think about this because I don't think clearly. Now, I have a really cool tool called writing that helps. But the truth of the matter is, I'm not writing every day. Some people do, I don't. So then actions for me is the start of me having a good day. So let's just talk about that. One action I have, this kind of looks like a thinking one, it really is, but accepting life exactly as it is. That is a spiritual truth for me. And a lot of these stuff, you're going to go, well, that's out of the big book. That's out of OA literature. It is. I'm not claiming credit for any of this. I'm just playing back to you what I've learned. I do believe in consciously flowing with life versus fighting it and resenting people, places, and things. I do have tools for processing my fears and resentments. Everybody's food is different. I happen to eat small bits of food 6 times a day. So I basically roughly 300 calories 6 times a day. I never really get full and I never really get hungry. But that's what works for me, and everybody else has their own food plan. So, which is great, because we're not telling you how to eat. 5 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. Perfect. That's what's left of this page. So, avoid sugar. I do practice self-care. I do exercise, and I do meditate. And I do that daily. This is, oh, and by the way, for anybody that's a newcomer here, it took me 22 years to get here. This is not what I did at the first meeting. So when I'm going blah, blah, blah about my plan of action, this has evolved, right? My first plan of action was I did what my sponsor told me, which is I did what my sponsor told me. I didn't do anything other than that. Oh, and I went to 3 meetings a week. I focus on fun actions. My brain is not hardwired for fun. I really have to work at a fun list because my it's not there. If you read that top paragraph, that's where my brain is most of the time. Service is really important to me, so I do service within OA. I've come to believe that change is good, although my disease would say that's insanity. I do use these who, what, where, when, and why as a way of getting out of my supercomputer and getting back into the present moment. I didn't give you the page on acceptance, but I could, I'm not going to talk about it, but I have this beautiful reading on how acceptance, it's out of the big book, is the answer. I do. Every morning I get up, I read Voices of Recovery, and just for today, I visualize the next 24 hours, and I invite God in to help me and guide me. Again, it's in the big book. I'm not making this, well, the Voices of Recovery, that's not in the big book, but that's what we do. I have a resentment worksheet and a defense grid that are tools that I use to get out of my head. So, as I'm down to the last 5 minutes, I'm not going to read that this last little bit other than the key points is the first two sentences are out of For Today, and I've got the page there. And it says, as difficult as it is to shed old habits, I keep remembering that relief and freedom and joy that came from the first time I tried abstaining one day at a time. And that's true for me. And the other one speaks to peace. And it also speaks to one day at a time. So I'm not going to read it, but it's one day at a time. And my disease does not say that. To this day, I want to project into the future, and I will tell you what's going to go bad tomorrow. Actually, I'm going to tell you what's going to go bad today. I don't even have to, you know? I'm hardwired to do that. So let's find out what that looks like to me. Flip to the next page, because I'm down to my last couple of minutes. This helps me. And this is a modified summary out of the big book. And the person that put this together added specific behaviors that go with my insanity. And so if you said to me, Rick, are you, this is resentment, who, what, where, when, or why, what happened, how did it make you feel, what did it affect, all the stuff out of the big book, but then what was your part? And this is tricky for me because in my disease, I don't know what my part is. Like if you say, what's your part? I don't know, right? But this one gives some specific examples of being selfish, some real good examples of being dishonest, of fear and self-seeking. And when I read those, I go, oh, yeah, maybe I do want to control. Just a little bit. A lot. Right? So I'm not going to go through these. This is a guide that I just used to get out of my head. But this number 6, what did the resentment cost me? I forget about that. Resentments kill me. We've all heard the saying, right? A resentment is like drinking a glass of poison, hoping it's going to kill the other person. That's resentments. So when I write, when I fill that one in, I go, okay, I'm nuts. It all comes back to me being insane. And that question 6 really points out to me. And then we go to the next page, which is the spiritual solution. I am almost done here, spiritual solution. And I look at the list, and I look for the fear, self-seeking, selfishness, and dishonesty, right out of the big book. And then I look for the spiritual principles that might help me be restored to sanity. And the spiritual principles are listed at the bottom of the page out of OA literature. Out of the AA big book is this prayer, which I actually did with my sponsor for every human being I resented. And I did it until I stopped hating them or resenting them. It didn't take 2 weeks. Most of them after about 4 or 5 days of doing it with my sponsor, I stopped hating these people because I realized they're nuts too. Mm-hmm. They just don't have a program of recovery, but they're nuts. So why am I hating somebody who is sick as me, right? They're doing crazy shit. They do crazy shit. I just happen to be on the other end of it. And so we're now down to the last 15 seconds. And this is a beautiful, we've all heard of character defects. Words were changed, and it went from a character defect to a defense grid. And what this is these are defenses that my little rookie developed to survive. Are they defects? They're not really nice things, but I came up with them. Also, these aren't all me, by the way. There's 2 pages of them here. These are behaviors, and a lot of them, as I filled them, can I be critical? Can I be fearful or gossipy, hoarding, lazy, lying, procrastination? A big one down here, which I went, is not me, is perfectionism. It's kind of me. Okay? But when I filled this in, and I went, what did it do for me? What does it do to me? And what's the higher form? What would my higher power have me do differently as an alternative behavior? This is not magic. All this stuff's in the literature. It's buried in there. This is just a different way of looking at it. And it helped me. And I did this with my sponsor. I'm not all that smart. I got this from a sponsor that said, let's do these, Rick. And, let's do these. So that's kind of it. That's where I am. All this stuff that I just gave you is ways that I get out of my head today, because I'm still a food addict, I'm still insane, and I still slip back. But these are some of the tools that I use, besides the tools of OA, and we all know what those are, unless you just walked in the door for the first time, and then you'll learn about that as you keep coming back. So that's it. Thank you.